We are up to Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, and we'll be doing the first three Seifim. In Koran Batorah Bepachas Me'asara Gedolin B'nei Chorin, one does not lain with fewer than 10 adult males that are not Avadim, the Mischilu Basara V'yotsu Miktsasan Gomim. Whereas if you began with 10, then even though some left, you are allowed to continue. You're allowed to finish. So the halacha is Kriyas HaTorah is considered a davar shebekedusha. We learn out of Enigdashti b'sol b'nei Yisrael l'gzeira shava toch to yibadlu mitoch ha'ida ha'razos. Then, and from there, we learn that you need 10, because that was the 12 meraglim, but the ha'ida ha'ra was without Yeshua and Kalev, so that's 10. However, if you don't have a minion, you cannot lane. Once you started with a minion, the halacha is that even though you no longer have one, you can complete the kriya. That means that you are allowed to continue on a Shabbos. You had a minyan for the first, you can lay all the shiva kruim. Now, even that halacha is true only if rove of the tzibur is still there. If you started with 10 and you're down to 5, that's not going to help. You need at least 6 that are remaining. It is also to leave. Now, during the Kriya, no one's allowed to walk out. Ben Gavra La Gavra, you're allowed to leave if there'll be a minion left there. If there will not be a minion left there, then it's usur to leave. The halacha is that if you had a minion at the beginning, you can continue all the Shiva Kruim, or the 3 on a Monday and Thursday, and so on. And you are allowed to say the Kaddish afterwards. But you cannot call up the Maftir, and you can't lane the Haftorah, because they need a minion, and they're considered a separate entity. They are not part of the original Kriyas HaTorah. However, some say that they should lane the Navi anyway, they should lane the Haftorah anyway, without brachas. If they started the Haftorah with a minion, they can continue the Haftorah with a minion, and even say all of the brachas afterwards. Now, let's say you have a case of a tzibur that laned, but a lot of people missed the Kriya. The halacha is that if Rove of the Tzibur didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, then you are allowed to take out a Sefer Torah and lane a second time. Siv Beis, Im Kosfu Kol Chumish Levada. Instead of writing an entire Sefer Torah, what they did was they wrote 5 separate Svarim, one each of the Svarim of the Torah. Afilu Beglilik a Sefer Torah. In Lamech, it looks like a thin Sefer Torah. Ein korinbo. It is also to lane from it achiu kol chamisha chumshin tfurim biyachad until all 5 are sewn together. The reason being, it is not a kavod hatzibur. The Mishnah Berurah is mistopic, the Bir Halacha, whether this is an objective kavod hatzibur or it's up to the tzibur. Can the tzibur decide that they don't mind? Hagav v'hem ksuvim beglila. You have to have all 5 v'hem ksuvim beglila k'sefer Torah. They have to be written mamish like a sefer Torah. Abachumashim shalonu. Our printed chumashim, afilu kol svar heisvarim biyachad. Even though it's chamisha chumshe Torah, ein levarach aleihem. You could not make a bracha on that. You can only make a bracha on a sefer Torah itself. Says the Ramah now, v'malkam shiyes sefer Torah. In a place where you have a sefer Torah, the ein shatz habaki benegina balpeh, and there's somebody, and there's no one who knows how to lane. Ra'isi no'agim sha'ashatz kori menachumish benikud, va'ola kori achar menasefer Torah kosher. So the Ramah brings down a minag where the balkora would lane from a chumish, and the ola would follow after him in the sefer Torah itself. Now, what our minag is that someone will lane from a chumish and have the balkora follow him from the sefer Torah. In a place where there is no Sefer Torah altogether. So what they're supposed to do is lane from a chumish, but without aliyas. You don't call anybody up, and no brachas are said. Afilu gimels, afilu bikfarim shein imtzlem, Sefer Torah kosher, ein mevorchen olav. You cannot make a bracha on a chumish, meaning on one of the chamisha chumshi Torah, written like a Sefer Torah, even in a place where they don't have anything else. Now, later we shall see that there is actually a machlokis with regard to the halacha in this situation.